The word icon, once denoting sacred imagery, now has wider use, and it is most fitting that Order of Canada member, the late Andy Russell, has become a wilderness storytelling icon. With three-generation roots on the land, Andy was a cowboy, a guide, historian, filmmaker, and hunter, who turned his stalking skills and keen powers of observation into a hunt for wilderness conservation, going against the tide of depredation to the wild country he loved and embodied. That Andy knew also the campfire medicine of rich laughter is clear in the following story of a camp cook, a log bridge, and a surprise wild encounter.
And the cook was busy getting set for supper, and I said, "What's for supper? How would you like some fish?" "Oh, I'd love it." Cook himself decided to go and get some trout for supper. And there was a big, huge log falling across the river just above the tent. The river was flowing over the log out about 30, 40 feet. I said, "Well, I know where I'm going to go." I said, "I'll go down where this pool below the log flattens out. Good fly fishing area there. I had my fly rod." And he said, "I'm going to bait my hook and I'm going to sit on the log up there where it's nice and comfortable and I can put my back against something and fish with a bait." I said, "Good luck." So I went down below the log and he went out onto the log and he found a big snaggy branch. He just made a nice backrest. And he sat down and got himself arranged and was comfortably in. Started fishing. Well, he'd catch a trout with about every cast because he was using bait. I'm amused by this situation, and I see the foliage on the bank going like this, and I don't know, what in the hell would that be? I thought it was somebody else from camp to start with, but I'm sure my mind changed pretty fast. Big old grizzly bear walked out on the log, and he's between the cook and the bank. And he's obviously going to use the log for a bridge. Cook's totally oblivious to his company, and the bear's oblivious to the cook. He walks out on the log. The cook all of a sudden realizes he's got company, and he sees the grizzly bear, and he gets up, and I'm not too sure what the hell he thought he was going to do, but he stands up, and the bear saw the cook and jumped off the log on the high side, where the current was heavy, and way out into the river on the high side of the log, and the current grabbed him and pushed him down. And it was the funniest situation you'd ever see, you know. The bear had jumped into the river, and he swam out on the other side and ran away and gave the cook a dirty look as he went. And I'm killing myself. I was having trouble staying on my feet. Cook started for the bank, and he was going so fast that his feet kept popping out from under him, and he fell down three times getting to the bank, and stayed on the. Well, he didn't fall in the water. He stayed on the log, and then when he got to the bank, he looked at me in absolute disgust because I was, at this point, so practically helpless, was laughing. He didn't see anything funny about it. Damn bear might have killed me. Just about died laughing.
Alberta Premier Ralph Klein called Andy a great Albertan. And Parks Minister Gary Marr states, designating the castle area as an Andy Russell Wildland Park would be a fitting tribute to Andy, who dedicated his life to protecting Alberta's wild places. Alberta Wilderness Association and others is calling for a permanent memorial to Andy in the designation of the Andy Russell Wildland in the southern Alberta Castle area. Go to albertawilderness.ca to show your support.